It did a little bit this morning because I woke up and thought, oh, I did actually just finish 12th in the Open, so I obviously didn't really know what was going on yesterday much. It does always take a couple of days to realise what you've actually done. So, yeah, I guess it. I'm starting to realise now. Yeah.
And a massive improvement on your appearance at the Open last year, where you were just a shot off missing the cut, but to really be in contention on the final day just shows how much you've improved.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I was shot off the cut last year, so it was probably only three shots different, really. And you never know if you have. I could have had a good weekend last year if I had have happened to make it. So, but yeah, still, it was to be up there and have a chance to just get anywhere near the lead on the final day of a major is pretty amazing.
And Jordan Spieth's come out and said about the quality of the amateurs competing this time around, and that it's very likely that an amateur will win a major in the next 5 years. Do you think that's accurate?
It was a bit strange because I can't remember ever watching an Open where the amateurs have been up there. Well, there's been maybe been one up there, but there were three or four of us up there for most of the time. So whether it was just a one-off or whether that's something that's going to happen regularly from now on, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see on that one, I guess.
There were three amateurs that finished in the top 12 for the first time in over 100 years. That just shows the achievement.
Yeah, I was reading. I think it was the Open official Twitter thing tweeted that it was the three of me, Ollie, Snydergens, and Jordan were the three lowest in the history of the Open or something like that. I don't know, don't really know how it works, but it was something pretty amazing anyway.
What was the highlight for you across the four rounds?
Probably when I got onto the 10th green yesterday and I had an eagle putt and saw that if I made it, I would have been tied for the lead, and having that chance on the final day of a major was pretty good.
What does that do to your head when you realise that moment?
I was actually all right. I was pretty calm. I wasn't too nervous or anything, which was nice. But it was just like I watch all these guys on telly most weeks, like watching Jordan Spieth, where just Adam Scott, Zach Johnson, all the people who are up there, and just to have the chance to play alongside them is amazing. So hopefully I might get a few more chances as well.
Did you get any gems of advice that stick out for you in particular from any of them?
There's nothing that really sticks out. I played with Andy Sullivan quite a lot, and I obviously knew him from boys golf growing up, so I got quite a lot of information off him. He was really good to me, but nothing in particular that stands out. It was just I just asked him a lot of questions, to be fair, and he gave me a lot of good answers.
When you were growing up, obviously you said you watched a lot of these guys on TV. Was there anyone who was your idol or your hero that you got to meet or play along this weekend?
No, I always liked, obviously, Tiger Woods. Everybody likes Tiger. And my other favourite was Sergio Garcia. But I think I only saw him once during the whole week. I don't know where he was hiding. But no, I didn't get to meet him, unfortunately.
What are your plans in terms of turning professional now?
If I get picked for the Walker Cup, I will probably turn pro not long after that. That's what I'm hoping anyway.